having a party and we're celebrating with Dwayne. Today would have been the first birthday that his sweetheart Anna is not with him. And we're remembering her today, partner. Well, we are leaving you on the TV, but listen, switch over to the radio, okay? Join me on the radio. Listen, if you're watching on TV, that's good. If you're on Bell, go to 660. If you're on Rogers Ignite, go to 882. 882, you will catch us. Still on the radio. And you're on Rogers, you just go to 672. You're watching us, go to 673. Until later, thank you, thank you. Bye-bye for now. We're still partying. Come on the radio with me. Well, somebody going to cook a duck. You know, I never had giraffe. I don't know if they have such a thing. You know, it's all about giraffe pork, right? But I never had pork. I never ate pork in my life. But I wonder if they could do a giraffe duck. Giraffe duck. A goat head. I never had goat head, but I had goat head once for you. A special man had to cook that from Montreal. I think she's nice. So I was just invited by two good friends for duck. Oh, somebody say the cooking. I know if it's a shoot. Sorry, sure. And by the way, I don't just eat from anybody. Don't feel that greedy. It's my friend, my sister, Devita, inviting us to come down. We're having a party right now on Shabnam Radio, and I'm going to tell you what kind of party we're going to change it up into now. We're going to do it Corey Banner style. Corey Banner, exclusively to Shabnam Radio. Hear this one, Corey Banner. Everybody have Corey Banner. We have Corey Banner. Check this one. This one's for Devika and company. It's Corey Banner time. Who having a tabanka like me? And by the way, all the traffic on the QEW heading to Niagara Falls, well, thanks for keeping me company. Let me know where you at and we'll keep you company too, right? Somebody made an observation. They said, how come they didn't see me on the Caribbean camera? My friend Anthony Joseph owned the camera and his brother died and he is in the States right now. His brother collapsed and passed. So we want to extend our condolences indeed. Somebody say a beastly cold what? Fill in the blank. Time for a beastly cold. A beastly cold Portugal drink. Anybody know where we could get a Portugal drink in Toronto? Hey, head on down to Authentic Trini. Or to my buddy, Roti Roti. Hey, you have a big, big breakfast every weekend. Alex Mustafa, boy, you listening? I want to extend a happy birthday to my brother, my brother. But I see his only Alex, a.k.a. You have so much name. Alex Mustafa. And, you know, Alex is a Charlie Winner, a real, real brother to me. When I had a Richie Priest, I would be on the radio. Alex would go for 5 hours and do work. And, you know, he would help me break down, fix, paint, anything. Took all his equipment, his stores, and I don't know. I owe him so much indeed. I want to say thank you, Alex, and a happy, happy birthday. May Allah continue to bless you with health, strength, happiness, long life. Yesterday we had bread and chana with Ali. He came up and assisted Yusuf Deokoop by providing the generator. Now, Sister Kamisa wanted to get a generator and didn't know where. We did it the past couple of years for her, but somebody on the radio, while I talked today, they volunteered and they dropped it and picked it up. But I didn't remember who it was, and I put a post, but I called my friend Alex, and in two sheets, he said I would get one, drop it. And he didn't know where he was going to get, but he ended up, I don't know if he rented it or what, but he got one. And he's taking it up and dropping it off. Thank you, thank you, thank you, sir. And for that, I have to play Yachun. This one going out to my brother Alex Mustafa.
Would you like to join it with me, honey?
Taking you back in time, bro.
Would you like to rock it?
From your days in Trinidad.
Would you like to join it with me, honey?
Ay, ay, ay. Are Bapri. All you remember this one? I'm playing some old calypso here, but I remember Mr. Cesarina, you know. We lost Brother Genghis. Ah, boy, so many funerals, so many people. Listen, let's enjoy each other's company. Let's not fight, let's not argue. Forget that. Come on.
In a corner, looking so sweet and without a partner. So I went over, I spoke to her, she smiled, and I said to her,
would you like to rock it with me, baby?
I know my partner, Derry, enjoying this.
Would you like to jam it with me, honey?
Sweet calypso, music jamming for soul.
Come on,
I want to say hello to Mr. Diamond T. soon. Enjoying the summer, enjoying your golf season. How about Mr. Terry Saab? Terry, how are you doing, brother? Whatever you're going through in life, put it aside. It's the weekend. Now we lime in. I'm going to tell you, who listening to me in the car right now? Watch this. Watch what we're going to do here, Magic. I bet you on your right hand side. Watch over on your right hand side, you'll see a white car. You see that? How I know that? And in front of you, look, a white car. I'm seeing things that tell us earlier. I'm seeing only going to have a good time. Hey!
You. If
Hey, everybody feeling warm now, eh? Hey, don't forget the long weekend, Caravana Weekend SOS, is taking it to Markham Fairground. Navi the Big Cruise coming up with Raymond Ranarain Carnival on the Lake. And we are proud to be working alongside Chutney Fest, taking place next weekend, 2 days, Saturday and Sunday, absolutely free at the Markham Fairground. Some big names coming in for this one. The big band Andaz is coming. Happy birthday again, Alex. Alex, I'm playing you some tune here. Remember them days back home, boy, after soccer? You're probably guzzling down a Guinness. Or is it Royal? And you're live in. Hey, Mr. Harveen, how you doing? Partner Karam Chan Maharaj.
Please check your device.
Okay, so we have to get some dancers, right? Abhishek, you can come and dance for us. Abhishek is a singer, but you can dance too, right? And we have Sparkles. What is the hell to you, Sparkles? All right, Wendy, like you volunteer to come and dance. Want to say, Wendy, you can bring your sister here. Well, of course, represented us in Trinidad with Devika Boy. Devika danced up a storm at Lady Gay Restaurant in Cuba. It was a big line. After the awards, Anand threw a little party for me, and it was really, really nice. And by the way, he's celebrating a birthday, Anand Rampersad Singh. Happy birthday. Well, the party continues, right, Anand? Happy birthday. Just for that, I'm going to play your tune. We are having a party. it's a sweet song, not so bad, right?
Hey.
Then this one out to my buddy, Alan Rappetazzi. Marina and Farooq, I would think about them when I play old soca. Hey, Mamu, we salute her. A great soul indeed. Love her. And I want to say to all those who just sitting in the rocker, who relaxing on the couch, look, we having a party. We're converging on Shabnam Radio. We're tuning in on the TV. And listen, forget them grandchildren, forget the children. Turn up the volume and tap away. Shake away. Come on. Begonian, a musician who is loved and respected by everybody, and a winner of the MCC award, a dear friend of mine, somebody who always advised me and teach me so much. So, Kamo, how are you doing? And welcome to Shabnam.
Well, thank you for having me on your show, and I'll tell you what I remember about whatever you might ask.
Okay. So, quickly, I just wanted to run through this because we're running out of time, but I really wanted to get you to share. You mentioned the passing of a friend of yours, an older gentleman, he's in his 80s, who recently passed. Could you tell us the name and who he was as far as cultural icon goes?
Well, I don't know how many people remember the Nayatarana Orchestra from Laramie in Trinidad. And their father was Lock-a-Lock, if you remember him, Mohammed. And his two sons were Shafiq, who lives in Burlington, here in Toronto, and Bashir. Bashir is the one who just a few days ago he passed away. And well, I learned from all the bands in Trinidad, right, by going watching them play and so forth. And one thing I remember about him, he was the first person who gave me a chance to play publicly in Freeport. And over the years, we used to talk to each other, you know, every, at least once or twice a week. And he was in his late years, about 83, 84, somewhere there. And he told me, he said, "Mamu, I ain't going to be here too long, you know." And so said, so done.
Well, he was somebody who gave you your first break to play. And we discussed this briefly over the phone yesterday. But you mentioned what instrument and how old were you when your father told him that you could play and he didn't believe you and he gave you a chance. What instrument you played and what selection and how old were you?
Well, I was about 10, 12 in that area. And the instrument I played was, they had a clavulin. I don't know if you could remember that instrument. It was something like an old-time synthesizer. And the song I played was from the movie Janwar, Meri Mohabbat Jawahar Hai Hai.
Okay, and you know, I asked you, and you, I want to share this. Is that, how come that never made it on one of your albums, Innovations album that you did?
Because by the time I did those albums, that song was very old then. You know, it wouldn't have been any commercial success.
So you
by
were,
then, yeah, go ahead.
You were 12 years old and you played there, but you were inclined as a musician. You loved it so much. You start following the band, other bands that you work with. Now, you mentioned to me, and this is coming from a musician, keyboardist especially, you explain the late Tool, that's Tool Ramnarayan.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You
yeah.
said that he had magical fingers.
Yeah.
Tell me, tell us, the listeners, that is, what your thoughts are.
Give me 30 seconds, that's right.
Now that's when a train is passing past his house. I'd mute it for a little bit because they're going to make some noise on their radio. But he would be. Let's see if we could get him again. Yeah. Yeah. So you had a big train passing to make a delivery there.
Yes.
So yeah, tell anyway, us about your thoughts on Tool as a musician.
He was Trinidad's equivalent of Sunil Ganguly, if you remember him. He was a Bengali Hawaiian guitar player, and everybody in Trinidad used to admire and listen to that man. And I had come to Canada, and when I went back, I took an album of his, and he played O Sajna. And man, did he ever play it. Him and his brother, they really give me the incentive to move forward, you know. So that's what I can tell you about them.
And you work and ever played with the late Maestro Hari Mahabir?
Yes, I did on Mastana Bhai for a year and a half. This is in 1970 area there. And, well, as you know, Hari is no longer with us.
Mm-hmm.
And I played for 1 year with Mellowbugs with my cousin, which was a band in Freeport. And those were the 3 years, because at that time, the existing bands were Naya Zamana and Naujawan, Chandav Bali and those boys, and actually I was talking to Teddy from Indian Arts a couple of days ago, and I think they'll be coming up here soon. So what I can remember was the rest of the time I used to play in temple or in Ramayana and stuff like that, you know.
But come up quickly, you know, everybody speak about that band. Apparently that was the first organized band. You just mentioned it.
That was the one?
No, the one before that.
Naya Zamana.
Naya Zamana, I mean, I heard recording of it. I saw album that Moin had in his collection. But I saw mandolin. They were like not only a dolak and harmonium. They had guitar and mandolin and bulbul and a whole lineup of instruments.
Nasalu Amaya and his violin.
Yeah. So what make it so special? What made them stand out? And everybody seems to come from that group.
Well, look, for an island the size of Trinidad, that was one of the few existing Indian bands in Trinidad at the time.
And they were trained. What were they like? Just not played from the air, or how come, you know?
Most musicians in Trinidad at the time played by air. Actually, one time when I went to build a studio in Laventil there for UTT, Major Wade from the regiment, I had a few of my CDs, and he listened to them. He says, you said you can't read music? I said, no. He said, well, before you leave here, I'm going to make sure you learn how to read. And I still haven't learned how to read the music yet.
You know, I want to say this, Kamo. Sorry to interrupt you, but I love about you. You're very humbled. You never brag. People like what's his name? Who did that album with you, the Islamic one? Rizvi Rajkumar. I remember you invited me once, and when he started to play, you went, got a big drink inside and grabbed your wife and come back and sat. And as like a child, you was just absorbing. And this man has been your guest for almost 2 days already, but you couldn't wait to hear and enjoy and soak up his music. You truly love. He also introduced you to Naushad on a visit to India.
Yes, yes. Well, he, in all the artists, look, I play with more artists from India than anybody in Trinidad, you know. And that's not bragging, that's cold fact. Rizvi took an interest in my learning music more than anybody else. You know he passed away, right?
Yes, and yet still, you have how many albums you produce? Five?
Oh, me, no. 10 or 15. Of my own, I think about 6 or 7.
Right. That's the Innovation Series, and I mean everybody in Trinidad had a copy of your albums, like the first 4 or 5. And you know, again, you sit here telling us about everybody else, how great they were, how you were influenced by them, and you know, you're just a lover of music, good music, and I admire you for that. So I wanted to take some time to remember your friend who passed, and again, he passed at 80-something, right? His brother lived in Burlington. Tell us again his name and the name of the orchestra.
His name was Bashir Muhammad. His father was known as Lakalak from Princeton, and he used to import instruments from India and sell them to bands in Trinidad who wanted them. He was one of the first importers. And his brother Shafiq, he plays mandolin and violin. He lives in Burlington. And
We wanted to join with you in extending our condolences. And I just feel we had to remember him and his name and his work that he did and the encouragement, because you know somehow he helped bring us this Karam Chand that we know today. But Kamal, I wanted to play a piece of music for you. I'm running out of time.
Okay.
But I want you to test here and tell me if you know this musician. Right?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on for a second. I hope you can hear it when I play it. You were hearing it?
Yes, and it sounds like Narul Mahabir to me.
No, it doesn't. That's right.
Right. So, well, my second guess was correct.
Okay, what was the name again?
Suresh
Yadav.
I remember Yadav.
Yadav, that's right.
Right.
Hold a line. Let me see if I could include this call. Let me see if I could do this. Hold on. How do we do that, boy? I don't want to lose you. Hi, who we have on the line? Oh, we lost them. Yes, so tell us if you know anything about Suresh Yadav.
Well, as far as I know, he did one album, and he played Yemera Diwana Panhai and a few others that I know, but I don't know if he's still there.
Okay, so listen to this one. Okay, hold on. Let me see if I can. Yeah, hear this one.
Yeah. Yes, I know that song.
Maido di
Divana, that's from the movie Milan.
That's a Mukesh, right?
Yes.
But sweet music, you know, I love this. This is from an album entitled Dreams at Dawn.
In fact, I remember that. It's a yellow album.
When I was going to name my radio show, Shabnam. Moin gave me the name, but I was going to call the radio program Dreams at Dawn because we were at 6:30 in the morning. But
yes.
We mentioned Nari Mahabir. Now, yep. Nari, and I've heard this from Varinja and many others, he is one of the sweetest saxophone player. Tell us what your thoughts on Nari and his style of music compared to even people or persons from India.
Well, it's not only the instrument or the that counts, you know, is how the player uses the instrument and the pieces he put in. Mm-hmm. In that sense, Manohari Singh, I think, was the best.
Mm-hmm. But in,
I don't know if he's still alive.
Is he from the Caribbean or?
No, he was from India. He came with Mukesh Hym and Dheeraj Kumar.
All right, so again, I'm coming back to Trinidad and the Caribbean. Nari Mahabir was one of the best, or is one of the best, in the Caribbean.
In Trinidad, yes, I agree.
And, you know, I just thought you being so unbiased and, you know, you would share those knowledge with us and those listening, I mean, argumentally would agree or disagree, but yeah, I just wanted to share your thoughts on some of the greats that we have. You know, you remember a man who I call the sleeping or the choir giant, Bhim Singh, is another stalwart, I believe we have.
We're talking about Bhim Singh?
Yes.
Yeah, he's from Guyana.
Right, and he also...
He's not from Trinidad.
I know. I call him the choir giant, that man, and I hope he could bring another album before it's too late, you know.
When I first came to Canada, the first time I asked my wife out on a date, guess who was playing?
While he was asking us, he was playing.
He was playing at the Carib, him and Ramphal.
Mm-hmm.
They were playing at a band called Traction, I think. So, and he's still around?
He still jammed with Ramphal and some of them. Ajay plays at Robot Digital Studio. And, and you know, he is a sweetheart. He's a nice man, and, you know.
Very nice, yes.
He also, by the way, you know, I just recently went to Trinidad and I received an award, and I was thinking how much people... It felt good to be recognized in your homeland, and that's why I made the trip.
Definitely.
And I remember you was one of the first who were recognized at the MCC Awards because you went to Vancouver to be recognized by the Ismaili community.
Yeah.
And I would say, wait now, this is one of our own, and nobody in the Caribbean is doing this. Hence the reason why we started and founded the Caribbean MCC Award, the Indo-Caribbean Music, Culture and Community.
Yeah, I remember that in the West End there.
Yes, and we had many people. So I have been handing out many awards and accolades to people. And, you know, when we were invited and nominated for this one, I went. I don't fill out forms as some people and hint and drop my name places to get awards. But when my country, as we saw when Mr. Boxer, the governor, the High Commissioner, recognized my efforts here. But you and...
Where is he now, by the way?
He's back... Philip Boxer, he's in Trinidad, probably retired now, I don't know.
Last I knew, he was in Ottawa.
Yeah, that was a long time, Mamu. But what I'm saying is, thank you to you. And there's so many people, and we didn't get to say thank you to. So I want to let... We will be starting back the MCC Awards and broadcasting it on television, where we would be able to record and replay it to so many. So those who have been giving and haven't been tapped on the shoulder and say, hey, we like what you do, thank you. You know, recently we saw Pandit Dr. Dubey receive the Order of Canada. And,
yes,
and
I heard
well,
about that.
Well deserved. And we have many local individuals, whether it's in culture, whether it's in education, whether it's in service. And that's why when we do the MCC Music, Culture and Community, we don't only recognize the rich one, the doctors, the lawyers. We do Dr. Sonilal Pancham, Damon Kisoon, many others. But we look at the Nani, who used to clean the temple at Devi Mandir posthumously. She passed before we could. Religious leaders, people who give their sweat and toil so much to give us today the mosque and the temples that we worship in. And there are many. So we can't forget. You remember Cyril Patrad Singh is another name.
Yes, I remember him and the other one, Chetram Singh.
And before I let you go, quickly, let's touch on the orchestra that was in Toronto here by you guys. You remember?
Yes.
The with Bobby Zamrano. The one with Jai from Jai Maharaj. He had a record store. What's the name of that orchestra that was in Toronto?
Oh, Bobby Nayar Sanak,
yes.
That was put together by Jai and Ayub Mohammed, who is still around, a little older, but, and we played for about 4 or 5 years. Ayub was from Fiji Islands, and Jai is from Trinidad and Balmain. And Vishnu's brother is still around.
And Jai from Trinidad, who had the record shop, right?
Yeah, that's Bobby. His father's name was Bobby. That's who the record shop was named after.
Okay. And quickly before I let you go, we have a friend, a mutual friend that you introduced me to, actually, that have a collection of Indian records in Trinidad that shares so many records on YouTube.
Mm.
What's his name?
Ashram.
Yeah, his full name. I wanted to let people know they could look him up on YouTube. And
Ashram Sharma, and his site is Ashramji.
I urge you, if you want to hear some music that was lost and you couldn't find, take a listen, go to his website. Kamo, it was a pleasure talking with you. And
okay, Richard.
I thought we would just jog your memory, and I know people listening would have been able to identify with some of the things we discussed. I know we will rush for time here, but I want to thank you and let you know how much we appreciate you. We love you, and keep up the spirit. And I know many of your friends and musicians are leaving us, and it's taken its toll on you. But we still cherish you and the few that we have left. So we need to shine them up. Thank you very much. Anybody want to say hello to in leaving?
Well, I have my wife here if you want to say hello to her.
Yeah, let me talk to Chandra a little bit.
Hold on.
Hello.
How are you doing, my sister?
Oh, I'm doing good. How are you?
Good. And, you know, I think I mentioned to you before, we have our own 24/7 TV station, not a program. We are on TV. If you go to mycstv.com, you can find us. But we are on Rogers and Bell. And, you know, with your pretty face and beautiful voice, you know, I know you used to do a radio program here on 770. So you and your brother, Ramesh, an invitation is open anytime you're ready to come and start your own program. We'd love to have you here and share so many good stories. I know you guys put a lot of love and work into it. So I just wanted to say that.
Oh, that's really nice. Thank you. Sometimes we talk about it, my brother and I, and we say we miss those days.
Yes.
We had so much fun doing it. So that's nice to know.
And what's going on with our sister, your sister-in-law, Pauli Sukraj?
Well, they were all here yesterday. They're doing good. We had a little satsang, and we all sat down and sang bhajans and stuff. But yeah, she's keeping well. You know, nobody is doing a lot of singing these days, I guess. So she hasn't been, that way.
You remember she was called the Nightingale of the Caribbean when she was was a Masana Bahar winner. I'm reminding people and some who didn't know. So that's why we need to have you in and help people jog their memories, okay? And I know you and Kamo is a loving couple, so I just wanted to quickly touch base with him. So take care and stay in touch, all right?
All right. Thank you so much for having us, and good luck
and
the rest of the show.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Well, of course, that's Karamchand Maharaj and his wife, Chandra. I hope you enjoyed the little chit-chat. You know, sometimes you play music, oh gosh, how much music you play, but, you know, it's good to hear a little old talk sometime. But right now, for those of you waiting to get some spicy thing, listen, I'll find something for you. Well, you know this one? Let me go. Hey, want to say hello to Duncan de Jola. How are you doing, Duncan? Want to extend a happy, happy birthday to Brother Arif Rahman from Sabrina and Rabin and the rest of the family circle. I'm wishing you Allah's choicest blessing with many, 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 many happy birthdays to come. Again, happy birthday, Mr. Arif Rahman. Another birthday greeting going out to Akrima Farooq from, well, of course, we have to wish you, Mom, happy birthday. I know it's past, I believe. Happy birthday from your grandchildren, the children, the in-laws, your daughters, your son, His Excellency, your favorite nephew. Well, he loved you the best, I know that. Dr. Mohammed Irfan Ali. The entire family wishing you Allah's blessing and happy, happy birthday. Greetings again from Farooq, Shanaz, Selena, Farooq, and the entire Ali and Farooq family. With Allah's choicest blessing, not forgetting His Excellency and his family, Dr. Mohammed Irfan Ali and his First Lady. Happy birthday, Mama. And how can I forget this one? Happy birthday greetings going out to Alyssa. Hey, Alyssa, you know you're the little sister everybody always adding on, but today we are celebrating with you on your birthday. Happy birthday greetings are coming to you from Babsi and, of course, Uncle Aino and Lima and Suki as well, wishing you all the best on this your birthday. And you're truly wishing you a happy, happy birthday again, Alyssa. Yes, you, Alyssa. Your sister Babsi love you bad, bad, bad. And she wants to make sure you celebrate. So I have to find you next. I hope you like some instruction music. Let me see that lady. Dana Day, y'all don't remember her? You know, this sister was a really, really skilled and talented one. She's an MC wedding. She would stay up all night and keep your company, sing, crack jokes. She would everything. She was an all-rounder. Dana D. Was it? I hope I'm calling you right now. Happy birthday! Hey, Sister Mina and Perd out in Florida enjoying, thank you. Nanda Maraj dancing up a storm. Ah boy, somebody send that picture with Sag and Karib. Somebody being kind. They say I'm looking wrong. I'm looking wrong. But I am wrong. I'm a wrong coolie boy. Wrong Indian Trinidadian. I'm not wrong, I'm wrong. But thank you, my sister. It's Shabnam Radio on a Saturday, getting ready to leave you in 15 minutes. That don't mean to say we can't have some more fun. The lines are open. Hey, Robert Dunlop with Red, Rich Red. Hey. Hey, Lazina Aziz. How you doing? I hope you're having a good day. Chris Sukul and Company. Once again, we want to remind you, coming up is KI would be Caravan of Friday inside District Lounge. Mr. Paradise. A lot of things planned for this holiday, this long weekend, Caravana weekend. Check him out. Mr. Paradise. Bringing you some big events. Next week is a big one, a big one. Shakti Fest. Shakti Fest then is coming. Shakti Fest 2024. A 2-day event. 2 days. And it's free. You're all invited. Bring your family, bring the neighborhood out to this one. Shakti Fest. And to talk to me about it, let me see. Is this Mr. Stephen Nannan?
Good afternoon. Yes, Richard, this is Stephen. How are you doing?
Yeah, no, let me see this. How does it feel to be called Mr. Nana?
Listen, I think I crossed the age of 15, so Mr. So Mr. is okay.
No, but to know that is your father they used to call Mr. Nana.
I know that's true.
And you know what why I say that? Because you guys have the utmost love and cherish the memories and the lessons from your father. And you know you're filling his shoes and taking it beyond. And I know how close you are. And you guys, the stories I hear you tell, and you know. So, welcome to the program, and first, let me say congratulations. Every year is getting bigger and better, and you're just coming out to rehearsal because I tried reaching you earlier. So, I would like you first to say thank you for joining us here on the program. Tell everybody how this 2-day event is going to be unfold, because we have some new singers and some top names coming in this year. Tell us about it.
Well, first of all, pleasant good afternoon, and I must say thanks to you, Mr. Richard Aziz, for always supporting the culture here in Toronto and giving us a chance to evolve and supporting all the local artists. And that's what Chutney Fest is about. It's about a event that started off with the dream of my dad. When he was alive, he came for holidays, and he always wanted to do the female Indian lady singing competition. And I said, you know, Dad, maybe one day I'll do it. So we took a drive up to Brampton for the north, and we saw this venue. And I said, this might be the ideal place to start this. And he said, okay, I would have checked it out. And then it all materialized from there, and henceforth came Chutney Fest. At first, it was a struggle. For the first 5 years, without having any main sponsors and working very hard towards getting the city to recognize our Indian Caribbean culture was always a challenge, because as Indians, we were under the umbrella as Indians across Brampton. So there was no differentiation between the Caribbean Indian, East Indians to the ones from India. So we had to overcome that obstacle by showing that our food, our music, our arts, our culture is slightly different. Although it comes from, as you know, the Bhojpuri style of music, henceforth is Chutney music. So we had to explain all of that to them, and then we gain the support. And from there, our goal was always to give the local artists here in Toronto a chance to showcase themselves. Because many times, as a band leader from the band Destiny and Green Up, with my dad's band, it's always very difficult for upcoming artists when you have the media stereotyping and only allowing certain artists to shine, as I would say. But to me, being a musician and an artist myself, I tend to think in the same mentality of the young people coming up. Let's give them a chance. Mm-hmm. We don't know how good they're going to be. Henceforth came Chutney Fest. And mm-hmm. a lot of artists has evolved, many of them from Toronto. And I'm very happy to say, you know, we were pleased to have them on the starting ground and seeing them evolve and become big people in the industry right now.
And let me just quickly mention this. You know, even some who came and perform on stage, it's up their game because they're coming out to sing with live music. And it's something they would sing at bars and karaoke. And honestly, sometimes I go, I wish I could tell people, hey, Sagil, sit down, you can't sing. It irritates me, I want to eat my food. No, we can't be polite all the time. But again, you have to smile and nod your head. But because of Chutney Fest, when they come on stage and now they have to rehearse with a real band, it up their game. And I think they move on and they grow and they develop. So we have seen that. I could call some name personally. I have seen that you have groomed and were able to. Your brother, Andaz International. Yeah. Look, he came here with some names and some artists that today are international. They might, some of them don't work with him anymore, but he launched their career. And I don't want to song, I mean, everybody would have issues, but again, I want to tell people, this is how it starts, and then they go off and they forget. And you know, when I see some of these artists coming, but I wish one day I could win the lottery so I could talk my mind and tell everybody. You know, some of them coming, they're going on tour, big tour, and when they're going in rum shop and sing, and they're going on in some little backyard, and they're going on tour, the North America tour. And they're carrying on and they forget where they come from. And your brother and yourself has been giving people chance and opportunity. And God has blessed you, I must say, to have what you have with your children, the support of your wife and family and members of the band doing what you're doing. I know it's been a fight and a struggle, so congratulations. How many years now?
This is our 11th year, and I must say thanks to a really well-netted team. As you just mentioned, you hit the nail on the head. It starts with my wife, Gita, and my two daughters, Celine and Abigail, who's very instrumental in making sure that all the logistics behind Chutney Fest is well done. I cannot forget the rest of my team. I have people like Vijay, Vikash, Sumintra, Farah, Kieran, Camila, Dylan, and they all have their role to play, which is very, very important in having a very successful event. And again, as you mentioned, yes, there have been many big names that came out from the industry, from both our bands, and because of my dad, mm-hmm. which brought us into music, you know, like the Nigel Govins, Nari, Ricky Jai. I can call a list that was never ending. And you know that because mm-hmm. you're well versed in the industry also.
Well, wait, I know because we want to do this, and after the event, we'll come back and give thanks and recognize all those people. I promise you, I want you in the studio to chat. But I want to talk a little bit about your dad. Cottage Street, Princess Talk, is where I remember dropping off a cousin of mine to sing, Ashwin Mohammed. And there was a fellow who was to sing with him named Lapak. I don't remember, all we know him nicknamed Lapak. You remember that guy?
I know the guy, not as Lapak, but both Ashmead and this gentleman used to come through here. So mm-hmm. I think they called him Vinny. No, if I'm not sure.
Yes.
His name was Vinny. And Ashmead was the first one. You know, it's so coming back to my mind, Dilkey Bat, because I nicknamed Ashmead Dilkey Bat. And because that was one of the songs he sang.
Yes.
And he did it really well. They were really, really nice guys back then. And I didn't get to spend a lot of time at age 20. Actually, my mom shipped me off because I came here to study, and she said, you know what, I never looked back. She didn't want me to come back home. So I continue my musical career here. But my dad was very instrumental in playing a major role in the Indo-Caribbean culture in Trinidad. From an early age growing up, he made sure we were playing at all different venues, learning different instruments. We all started from kabas to the little triangle iron, to the conga, to the drum kit, to the keyboard guitars. Myself and my brother went to Walter School of Music. We spent
Fernando.
5 years there
mm-hmm.
in San Fernando up on the hill.
Yes.
And many a times I would whine because I'm going to school. Then I have to go to school for music classes, come home, do my homework, and rehearse at my dad's band.
Yeah.
So I was like, why am I really doing this? But then in the long run, it paid off because I saw a lot of opportunities which make me able to network with people and get ahead in life.
Well, I want to thank you again, everybody. It's next weekend. They've been practicing. Everything is in place. And not because it's a free event. It would be chaos. If you ever been to it, you would see how organized they are. Indeed. There sometimes would be issues because of the acoustic, the venue itself, but they have kind of nearly dong now. And those of you who want to bring your little pop-up chairs, please feel free to do so. Any advice you want to share before we leave?
Well, I just want to say, it's as you just mentioned, it's a totally free show, free parking, free entry. And where would you get a top-class show with all the local talents and all the different dance groups, faster drumming? You have all the local artists. You have artists coming from international. Yes, we got Caitlin, her dad, her sister. We got Ranuka, and we got three bands.
Miss Ranuka. And Caitlin, listen, Ranuka have a new tune. She's really heating up the place. And as a young girl, I really wish I could interview when she comes. I have to let you go now, but we promise to do this again. And I want to emphasize, not because it's free. It's organized. So come early, enjoy it. 2 days of events. Next week
the views expressed on the preceding program may not necessarily be those of the owner or management of WTOR radio station.
ਬ੍ਰੈਂਪਟਨ ਸੜਕਾਂ ਫੁੱਟਪਾਥਾਂ ਅਤੇ ਬੱਸ ਸਟਾਪ ਦੇ ਸਰਦੀਆਂ ਦੇ ਰੱਖ ਰਖਾਵ ਦੇ ਕੰਟਰੈਕਟ ਦਾ ਨਵੀਨਕਰਨ ਕਰਨ ਜਾ ਰਿਹਾ ਹੈ ਅਤੇ ਇਹ ਜਾਣਨਾ ਚਾਹੁੰਦਾ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਸ਼ਹਿਰ ਦੇ ਨਿਵਾਸੀ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਸੇਵਾਵਾਂ ਦਾ ਭੁਗਤਾਨ ਕਰਨ ਲਈ ਤਿਆਰ ਹਨ। ਪਰਿਣਾਮ ਸਰੂਪ ਨਿਵਾਸੀਆਂ ਦੇ ਲਈ ਟੈਕਸ ਵੱਧ ਸਕਦੇ ਨੇ, ਪਰ ਸਾਰਿਆਂ ਪਰਿਵਾਰਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਇਹ ਸੇਵਾ ਦਾ ਲਾਭ ਨਹੀਂ ਮਿਲ ਸਕਦਾ। ਸਾਰੇ ਫੁੱਟਪਾਥਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਸਾਫ਼ ਕਰਨ ਲਈ ਸਾਲਾਨਾ $2.6 million ਦਾ ਖਰਚਾ ਆਉਂਦਾ ਹੈ। ਡਰਾਈਵੇ ਤੋਂ ਬਰਫ਼ ਸਾਫ਼ ਕਰਨ ਲਈ ਇਸ ਦੀ ਕੀਮਤ $19.6 million ਪ੍ਰਤੀ ਸਾਲ ਹੋਵੇਗੀ ਤੇ ਆਪਣੇ ਸੁਝਾਅ ਦੇਣ ਲਈ ਅੱਜ ਹੀ ਵਿਜਿਟ ਕਰੋ brampton.ca/engage।
ਟਰੱਕਿੰਗ ਵਾਲੇ ਵੀਰੋ ਧਿਆਨ ਨਾਲ ਸੁਣੋ, ਟਰੱਕ ਜਿੱਦਾਂ ਦਾ ਵੀ ਚਲਾਉਂਦੇ ਹੋ, ਮੈਨੂਅਲ ਜਾਂ ਆਟੋਮੈਟਿਕ, ਕੁਇਕ ਟਰੱਕ ਲਿਊਬ ਚੇਤੇ ਆਹੀ ਨਾ ਰੱਖਿਓ। ਟਰੱਕ ਦੀ ਵਧੀਆ ਸਰਵਿਸ ਲਈ ਕੁਇਕ ਟਰੱਕ ਲਿਊਬ। ਲਓ ਜੀ, ਤੀਜੀ ਲੋਕੇਸ਼ਨ ਵੀ ਖੋਲਤੀ ਆ, ਐਗਜ਼ਿਟ 579 ਫਰੋਮ ਹਾਈਵੇ 401 ਇਨ ਨੈਪਨੀ। ਆਹੋ ਜੀ, ਕੋਈ ਅਪੁਆਇੰਟਮੈਂਟ ਨਹੀਂ, ਡਰਾਈਵ ਥਰੂ ਫੈਸਿਲਿਟੀ। ਐਗਜ਼ਿਟ 579 ਫਰੋਮ ਹਾਈਵੇ 401 ਇਨ ਨੈਪਨੀ। ਕੁਇਕ ਟਰੱਕ ਲਿਊਬ, ਦ ਵਨ ਸਟਾਪ ਸ਼ਾਪ। 519-622-0660 ਜਾਂ quicktrucklube.com। QTL, ਬਿਕਾਜ਼ ਵੀ ਕੇਅਰ।
आपके जहन में कुछ क्रिकेट चल रहा है? दुनिया के बेहतरीन खिलाड़ी आ रहे हैं आपके शहर ब्रैम्पटन में। बाबर आजम, डेविड वार्नर, क्रिस लीन, शाहीन अफरीदी, शकीब उल हसन और मजीद सुपरस्टार को देखिए एक्शन में जुलाई 25 से 11 अगस्त तक TD क्रिकेट अरीना ब्रैम्पटन में। बुक योर टिकट्स नाउ एट tickets.gt20.ca एंड डू नॉट मिस आउट नॉर्थ अमेरिका बिगेस्ट क्रिकेट इवेंट।
10 ਕੁ ਦਿਨ ਹੋ ਗਏ ਤੈਨੂੰ ਸੁਨੇਹਾ ਲਾਏ ਨੂੰ, ਪਰ ਤੂੰ ਇਗਨੋਰ ਹੀ ਕਰ ਰਿਹਾ। ਫੋਨ ਇਗਨੋਰ ਹੋ ਜੂਗਾ, ਗੋਲੀਆਂ ਇਗਨੋਰ ਨਹੀਂ ਆਉਣੀਆਂ। ਆਪਦਾ ਤੇ ਆਪਦੇ ਪਰਿਵਾਰ ਦਾ ਧਿਆਨ ਰੱਖੀ, ਫੇਰ ਨਾ ਕਹੀ ਵੀ ਦੱਸਿਆ ਨੀ।
ਜਸਟਿਨ ਟਰੂਡੋ ਦੀਆਂ ਸੌਫਟ ਆਨ ਕ੍ਰਾਈਮ ਪਾਲਿਸੀਜ਼ ਦੀ ਵਜ੍ਹਾ ਨਾਲ ਐਕਸਟੋਰਸ਼ਨ ਰਾਈਜ਼ ਤੇ ਹੈ। ਲਿਬਰਲਸ ਨੇ ਐਕਸਟੋਰਸ਼ਨ ਤੇ ਪੈਨਲਟੀਜ਼ ਵੀ ਘਟਾ ਦਿੱਤੀਆਂ ਹਨ। ਇਸ ਦੌਰਾਨ ਪੀਅਰ ਪੋਲੀਐਫ ਐਕਸਟੋਰਸ਼ਨ ਦੇ ਅਗੇਂਸਟ ਬਿੱਲ ਲੈ ਕੇ ਆਏ ਸਨ ਅਤੇ ਜਸਟਿਨ ਟਰੂਡੋ ਤੇ ਜਗਮੀਤ ਸਿੰਘ ਨੇ ਇਸ ਦੇ ਖਿਲਾਫ਼ ਵੋਟ ਕੀਤੀ। ਹੁਣ ਸਿਰਫ ਕਾਮਨ ਸੈਂਸ ਕੰਜ਼ਰਵੇਟਿਵ ਹੀ ਕੈਨੇਡਾ ਦਾ ਮਾਹੌਲ ਠੀਕ ਕਰ ਸਕਦੇ ਨੇ। ਬ੍ਰੌਟ ਯੂ ਬਾਏ ਪੀਅਰ ਪੋਲੀਐਫ ਐਂਡ ਕੈਨੇਡਾਸ ਕੰਜ਼ਰਵੇਟਿਵ।
ਕੀ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਆਪਣੇ ਘਰ ਅਤੇ ਆਟੋ ਇੰਸ਼ੋਰੈਂਸ ਦੇ ਰਿਨਿਊਅਲ ਕਰਵਾਉਣਾ ਚਾਹੁੰਦੇ ਹੋ ਤੇ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਚੰਗੀ ਕੀਮਤ ਵੀ ਤਲਾਸ਼ ਰਹੇ ਹੋ, ਤਾਂ ਫਿਰ ਘਬਰਾਉਣ ਦੀ ਲੋੜ ਨਹੀਂ। ਤੁਸੀਂ ਜਾਓ ਆਲ ਸਟੇਟ ਐਜੈਕਸ ਏਜੰਸੀ ਦੇ ਰਾਜਾ ਮੁਦੱਸਰ ਕੋਲ। ਤੁਸੀਂ ਇੱਕ ਘਰ ਤੇ ਦੋ ਕਾਰਾਂ ਦੀ ਇੰਸ਼ੋਰੈਂਸ ਕਰਵਾ ਕੇ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਤੋਂ $1,775 ਦੀ ਬਚਤ ਵੀ ਕਰ ਸਕਦੇ ਹੋ। ਹੁਣੇ ਸੰਪਰਕ ਕਰੋ ਰਾਜਾ ਮੁਦੱਸਰ ਨੂੰ 6472903773 ਯਾਨੀ 6472903773।
ਆਪਣੀ ਕਮਿਊਨਿਟੀ ਦਾ ਸਭ ਤੋਂ ਵੱਡਾ, ਵਧੀਆ ਕੁਆਲਿਟੀ ਵਾਲਾ ਤੇ ਸਭ ਤੋਂ ਪੁਰਾਣਾ